Let's move on to a question about transparency in government. Wisconsin's public records law requires open access to village records for all citizens. However, getting copies of village documents can sometimes be complicated. For example, information packets given to village trustees in open session sometimes include documents that visitor packets don't have. Also, announcements about village contracts and agreements often aren't widely publicized, and this is something that's been pointed out on the state level recently as well. How do you propose making village records as freely available as possible to the general public?
I wasn't sure where this question was going, so I made a call to a clerk's office today, and my understanding is that unless there is some personal information that is not supposed to be out to the public or something like that, all the packets are prepared the same, whether it's for village board members or for the extra copies in the back. There are handouts that are given to trustees during meetings, and to the best of my knowledge, there may not be enough copies for everybody, but I believe there are enough copies for the members of the press that show up. So I'm not really sure where that question was going. As far as the village contracts between the village, I'm assuming it's the union contracts that.
No, this is just a general question, John, and both of them were, you've already, in a sense, answered the question of what to do about open records. If there's any reason to be concerned about records not being open, what you already did, I think, serves as an example of what correct me if I'm wrong, but what should be done by a trustee. You went and you talked to the clerk and you found out what the process was and whether there was anything that could be done to improve the process. That sort of thing is also where the direction of the village contracts question. I can't remember the organization that just recently pointed this out on a state basis as well, but there are contracts at the state level that exist without people knowing they exist. So without knowing that a particular contract exists, you can't ask the question of what's in the contract because you don't even know as a member of the public to ask for the contract. And so that's the intent of this question is what do you do as a trustee in order to address concerns by villagers about open records? That's perhaps a fairer way of putting the question.
I guess my opinion is that open records is a line of communication. Can the village be better at communicating? Absolutely. There's always room for improvement. With that said, I honestly can't think of a contract that has any significant dollar amount to it that we don't know that doesn't exist. I mean, there may be something under, say, $10,000 or I don't remember what the limit is for staff that has to go out for a request for proposal. But in a nutshell, I mean, if we need to micromanage a $10,000 contract, then we have bigger problems. So
just to summarize quickly, if there's a concern on the part of citizens, and then they come up from time
sure.
to time. If there's a concern about contracts that are signed and there's no question that those contracts are available to the public except under there are certain conditions where contracts need to be kept secret, but they're very rare. So if anyone has a concern about being able to read a contract or knowing what contracts have been signed and available, that's just available at the village hall, through the village clerk?
My opinion would be to start with there, but I'm not 100% certain that that's the proper protocol, but that's where I would start. And if it isn't with Vicki, then she can direct you to who it does lead to.